So far, we've talked only about the past and the present, and nothing at all about the future. And yet, the future of Connor's Quay lies more in the youngsters' hands than in many other places, because here, with expanding industry, families are moving in, and the two or three children in each house on the new estate will be starting their lives here. Work there is, so far as one can see, in plenty. What about leisure? Well, we've tracked down George Kerr, the entertainment's manager. We've come to the Civic Centre, which is really a rather pleasant place. And he's let us come onto the stage here alongside the swimming bath. Mr. Kerr, what is there for the youngsters? I suppose there are youth clubs.
Oh, yes, yes. We have youth clubs in the area, and on the whole, they're fairly well supported.
They're mostly run by the churches,
Yes, by the churches. And, of course, the Civic Centre itself, we run two to three dances a week for the youngsters, which, again, are well supported. But I feel that we could do more in this respect.
For instance?
Well, what I would like to see is a large room that could be used as a sort of social centre for the youth of the area, with something like a bar in one corner serving soft drinks, a jukebox, or a resident disc jockey.
A real discotheque, in other words.
Yes.
As the kid understands it, rather than a social centre which puts the establishment stamp on it.
Yes, but still, it would be a place where everybody could meet their friends, they could come in and sit as long as they wanted to. And we'll also provide games in there, such as darts, dominoes, other things like that, you know.
And I suppose there'd be sort of spin-off activities which you'd gently introduce without making the youngsters feel that it was being pushed on to them.
Oh, yes, and I'm sure this could be done, you know. Me, myself, I'm a very keen motorcyclist.
Mm.
You know? And I know a lot of the younger people have got scooters and motorbikes, and I'm quite sure a club, you know, for catering specifically for them could be put into operation. Now, there must be other types of clubs that we could cater for as well.
Do the youngsters round about tend to help themselves in this way? Have they come forward with any ideas, I mean, in connection with swimming or anything else?
Oh, yes, I think they do, but there's one or two in the area that are sort of outstanding at this, and they can sort of round everybody else up.
In what respect? Who are they?
Well, one in particular is a Miss Shaby Hanaby, who's the secretary of the swimming club. And this girl has done wonderful work in connection with the club. I'm sure that the Connor's Quay Swimming Club must be one of the best run clubs in the country.
And this was quite spontaneous on her part.
Yes, oh yes.
And another one?
Well, Mr. Victor Richard is another example. If you want to raise money for charity or something like this, you contact Victor and he gets the kids cracking together, you know, and they go out on a march, raise funds this way, something like that.
Right, Mr. Kerr. Now, what about music?
Well, I'd like something by Woody Herman and his orchestra, particularly Apple Honey, if that is available.